98.1 KZEMK with you on your Monday afternoon, and we are starting off our week in the afternoon drive with some guests in the studio. We've got our friend Jen Hicks from Jane Street Art Center, and Ted Dixon is here as well. Welcome, guys.
Hello.
Thanks for being here. Jen, lay it on us. What's going on? What are we talking about today?
Okay. We got a lot going on, which is good. The weather's getting nice, so people can come out and look at artwork and
do nice,
interesting event. Yeah. Well, it's beautiful and people walking around. So we've got two big shows at Jane Street and Sketchbook Gallery, which is our annex gallery. At Jane Street, we have Surreal. Mm-hmm. We've got 17 artists. And we've got a lot of events. And then Ted Dixon is at Sketchbook Gallery, mm-hmm. Solo exhibition. So Ted will be talking in a sec. So I'll kind of go through the Surreal show, mm-hmm. and then pass it off to Ted so Ted can talk about his event, which is amazing.
Cool.
So Surreal is having a thing now. It's odd. I don't know why. But
what do you mean?
I usually plan a year out. And so Surreal had been in my mind because I'd been, I don't know, it's just an interesting topic. And the idea of surrealism is about, started in more or less 1924 after World War I as a break, as a revolution against conformity. Mm. So it was taking ideas and kind of putting them on their head, working with collage, working with painting, poetry, theater, music, everything that was sort of twisting what people knew and pushing it in a different direction. And that was like putting different images together in a way that's never been seen before, or words together with an image that didn't necessarily go together. So it started to make you think in a different way. And now I'm seeing a lot of shows that are coming up about surrealism.
Right.
Really interesting.
Hmm.
We had a lot of amazing artists apply, so I'm just going to say that right off the bat. Just incredible work that came into the gallery, and you know, as always, I can't take everything, and it's always heartbreaking to have to say, "I'm sorry, I can't take you." But I tried to take the work that represented an aspect of surrealism in different ways.
Yeah.
So that includes a performance aspect. So we've got the paintings and sculpture and photography in the front. And in the back, we're having different events that will be performative. So naming all the artists, I'll do that very quickly. So the artists in the front are Lucinda Abra, Edward Burden, Gray Ivan Morris, Moshe Katvan, Josh Cram, Scott Lewis, Betsy Regan, Laura Bergman, Emily Clark, Len Jenkin, Casey Kavanaugh, Yunmi Lee, Meredith Marabito, and Lisa Samlin.
It's quite a large show.
It's a large show.
Yeah,
it's a large show. And then I've got a weird sculpture in there, which I had to put in. And so that's in there, too.
Yeah.
Then in the back, we are going to have... Let me take a deep breath here. Saturday, May 23rd, from 4 to 5, we've got a reading by Len Jenkin, Fire Over Water. He's a novelist, playwright, podcaster, and he also is a painter, so he's got a painting in the show. In May 30th, from 1 to 5, we've got an incredible thing we don't normally have, and it's a great opportunity. We've got VR. So we've got four virtual reality artists, including Dreams of Dali. So we've gotten permission from the Dali Museum in Florida to present a virtual reality Salvador Dali experience.
Now, does that mean put on a headset?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so you're going to be putting on a headset, and the whole Dali painting world and the other artists as well are going to be around you.
Oh, that's really cool. Have you tried it yet?
Yeah, I haven't tried that one, but I've tried the other ones.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
And it's free.
Like, totally truly free. Immersive, yeah.
Truly immersive. Then we've got a music performance, June 6th from 1 to 3, Clear Light Ensemble. This is the musical aspect, which I also love. They came in and introduced themselves, and I was like,
and this is a musical aspect of surrealism?
In a way. It's tabla. Tabla. I'm not saying this well. It's Indian ragas combined with French horn and looping sound.
Cool.
So it's inspired by jazz, rock, classical, folk, avant-garde, and it's a tapestry of diverse musical forms.
Awesome.
And then we got one more event. So we've got a Bhutto performance.
Oh, awesome.
So Bhutto dance performance. So we've got two performers. One is going to be, I wouldn't say it's a dance. It's more like a strange theater. And the piece is Pinky Stinky and the Valley of Brooms.
Well, okay.
So there you go. And it's a moment in time or two, a Bhutto Schmutto event with two humans and an attitude.
It sounds like it doesn't take itself too seriously.
No.
Yeah.
And then we've got another piece, the Love Story of Shadow and Light by Michael Pope.
Cool. Wow. That's quite a lineup.
It's a lineup.
That's a
right?
lineup.
So boom, 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 boom. You got to come to them all. All right. That okay. is my...
That's your pitch.
That's my pitch.
That's Jane Street Art Center.
Yes.
And then next door at the Sketchbook Gallery. We have artist Ted Dixon.
Yes. That's me.
Welcome, Ted. Thanks for coming.
I want to come to that.
Yeah, we'll go back and forth.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
I'm sure Jen will have you.
Yeah. Luckily, we're next door to each other, so yes. we not a problem.
Yeah, yes. So tell me all about what's going on at Sketchbook.
Well, we have a solo exhibition by this guy named Ted Dixon, which is me. And the title of the show is Would It Be Enough? I had been going to Jane Street for a while. I didn't go to a lot of galleries. Mm-hmm. And as an artist, at least for me, if you love a space and you say, yeah, I'd like to be in here one day. But for me, it's usually about, you know, as confident as I may be about my work, I always say, well, I got to step up my game for this because this is a special place. Mm. And I see the shows that Jen puts on all the time, which is great. I call it the new center of art in the Hudson Valley.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
So I said, okay. So two years ago, I said, not ready yet, but one day. And then at some point, she had seen something I did someplace, offered me a spot at Sketchbook, and I said, yeah.
So after all this time, Jen was the one who reached out to you.
Yes.
See, there you go.
Yes.
So I was about to say, I mean, it sounds like you're being, you know, a little bit hard on yourself. And I feel as though, you know, had you gone to Jen sooner, she would have been like, yes, absolutely. But you were like, no, we need to wait until it's perfect.
Yeah. I've always said that the work will help me.
Yeah.
I mean, I could push it. I could introduce myself, which I often do all the time. But also, if I'm showing in other places, the work must be such that people see it and go, maybe like a person like a gallerist may say, maybe we need to have him in the space.
He's smart because he sent me cards
so,
too.
Yeah. Oh, well, like
so some people, myself. Yeah. He so I was like, oh wow, this is good.
I'm not shy that way.
Yeah.
Because I take rejection well.
In a creative career,
it
yes.
It really. Yeah, oh, any creator.
Yeah.
If you're a writer, musician. Artists, you know, I guess people in each industry consider themselves special, but I think artists are just like writers, screenwriters, musicians, you're going to get rejections.
Oh, of course.
So you have to
use
like,
game.
It's okay, let me see if I could benefit from that. So that's
or, you know, just,
they can only tell me no.
And not taking it personally and just kind of, you know, understanding that perhaps it wasn't the right fit or the right time, you know, it's not a reflection on your work as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're amongst other artists that are doing the same thing and their stuff could be great also. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, just keep waiting.
Yeah.
Like and one of my things is hoping one of the possibilities is that someone cancels.
Yeah.
Like
and it happens.
The June person canceled and like call somebody that we think is ready.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. And I'm ready. Plus,
yeah.
He gave me enough time, and
yeah.
So I painted 18 new pieces for this show.
Okay, so that was my next question: what is your medium? You are a
I'm
painter.
I'm an abstract painter.
Okay.
And my medium is mainly acrylic.
Cool.
Not oil. Mainly because I love oil. I love the effects of oil, but I couldn't wrap my head around cleaning that up. All
yeah.
the time and stuff. Yeah. Other than that, it's acrylic and everything that go, whatever. And usually on surface, usually mm-hmm. on canvas, paper, wood, or something like that.
Yeah.
I intentionally not branch out. Artists can be, well, try encaustic, try film, try pottery, my thinking is that there's a lot I can do with painting painting.
Oh, infinite painting. Options let's for things. With, yeah, as you know.
That.
Yeah.
Let's stick with that.
Well, and if you found something that you love that works for you, that, you know, ignites your creative spark, then yeah, chase that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I say to myself, well, I don't want to be a chemist. Mm-hmm. I don't want to learn the new thing, the new mixture. Just paint.
I am with you on that. I am also, I don't love like the technicalities and the math and behind things. I just want to get working, you know?
Yeah. It's like music is music.
Yeah.
I mean, just play the guitar. Just mm-hmm. play it.
Yeah.
Play it over it. Do it different, but play. Don't pull your knee up. Just play the guitar.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we have this, the show, we have this with Elizabeth, Keith Line.
Yes.
Who I'm happy that you got her to host.
Elizabeth,
oh,
great.
My God. She is wonderful.
Hi, Elizabeth, if you're out there.
She's wonderful. I've known her maybe 3-4 years off and on from Wham and stuff she does. She's a great artist, great curator, great...
human being and artist.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
She's one of those people for me that... and it's not most, and again, not to knock artists, because I am one, but she's one of those artists that is inspirational.
Mm.
You know, she knows how to criticize without making you feel criticized,
mm.
and you get it.
Yeah.
So she's a friend of mine. So when Jen said, Liz is going to do it, I said, this is going to be a fun talk.
Beautiful.
And I kept saying like an hour? That's not enough time. An hour's not going to be enough time.
People want to hang out. You can be there all day.
Yeah. So your work is on display now at the Sketchbook Gallery and running through, I believe you said June 20th.
Yes, June 20th.
And what can we expect? It's so fun to talk about visual arts on the radio because I don't want to ask something as simple as what's it look like. I prefer a right. question like, you know, what is the feeling that the work is invoking mm-hmm. when you walk in? What are the reactions that you anticipate?
You should let her moderate the next show.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's going to be like I told somebody asked me that the other day at the opening, and I say, well, it's going to be a little amount of art speak and a lot of artist conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Like
yeah.
oftentimes people ask me, not to give away, there's no script to the talk, but people ask me like, what, you know, people want to know your process. Mm. And oftentimes I think they want to know the process of my creating art once I get in the studio.
Mm.
And I kind of get flustered about that because my process starts before I get in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not an artist that goes to the studio and just...
So you conceptualize a piece long before you've started
weeks.
Working on it.
Mm-hmm. I think, I dream,
mm.
I call it, I give myself a commission. Someone says, Jen says, we want a show, I got to come up with a theme.
Yeah.
There's got to be a structure some kind of way. And
yeah.
this theme was, the theme was the word enough. And having conversations with friends about what is enough? And we're talking about life and stuff. So I rephrased the title or rephrase the discussion in my head about not what is enough, would it be enough?
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, that I wanted to focus on the it of enough. You know, enough often doesn't come with less or more. It comes with grief and joy, mm-hmm. maybe, one or the other or both. So I wanted to paint images that reflect that and let the viewer decide what the it is for them
right.
and whether that it
yeah.
is enough.
Is it a physical thing? Is it a feeling? Is it a yeah, it could be literally anything.
Mm.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So you just have to go and see the work and see the talk and then you can decide for yourself.
Exactly.
Next Saturday,
exactly.
2 to 3.
Yeah.
It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
yeah.
Relaxing. It's going to be a conversation.
It sounds, I mean, yeah, just having the conversation with you now and knowing that Elizabeth is a good friend of yours, I think it's going to be a really, really nice time.
Yeah.
It's going to
yeah.
be good.
Yeah. So that is this coming Saturday, right, at the Sketchbook Gallery,
yep.
2 to 3. And, yeah, Jen, tell us more about upcoming events. I'm sure there's more
oh,
upcoming
boy.
Events.
there are. And, of course, my little page just disappeared. Oh, here we go. Let's see. My season. We've got coming up. Sorry, give me a second. I'm going to do events calendar. Okay. Here is the season. After the Surreal Show, we've got Matthew Gilbert. We're also doing Upstate Art Weekend this year. I did not do that last year. I mean, I I was open, but I didn't officially take part. So this year we're going to take part in Upstate Art Weekend.
Cool.
So we hope to be, you know, getting a lot of people coming through, going to both galleries and coming into Saugerties.
I was going to say, I almost feel like you're busy enough without it.
I know. But it's take part is fun.
Art practice going on.
Yeah. She's balancing a lot.
And we have, let's see. So then Michael McGrath. August 8th through September 12th. Ian Mitchell, September 19th through October 24th. And Michael Pope from October 31st to December 6th. And then in Sketchbook Gallery, we've got Tatiana Kellner, June 27th through August 1st.
Amazing art.
She's an amazing artist.
Amazing art.
Yes. Ben Pinder, August 8th to September 12th. Ransom from September 19th.
Amazing art.
Yeah. September 19th through October 24th. And Josh Cram from October 31st to December 6th. And with each of those events, there will be sub-events. There'll be artist talks, performances, all kinds
of
stuff.
There always are. Yeah, it's one thing I kind of want to mention about Jane Street Art Center is there's always an opportunity to go and speak to the artist, hear the artist speak. There's usually like cocktail receptions and stuff like that. There's always a fun event around each exhibition. So I definitely encourage folks to keep an eye on the website.
Yeah, and we really make we want to put it out there that it's community oriented.
Yeah.
So we really want people to come in and talk to us and just hang out. You can pull up a chair and relax and just hang out.
Yeah.
Like it's, we really don't want to make it feel scary or snooty or, you know,
I
really want people to just come in and say, you know, like it, don't like it. What do you think?
I think you do an amazing job with that. You know, I mean, anybody out there listening who is even the least bit interested, you know, really having a conversation with Jen and Ted and the other folks that you hear, you know, come in from Jane Street Art Center, like that's the experience that you're going to have when you go there. It is that friendly and casual, but also there's world-class art that you can see just right in Saugerties.
Jen is for me at least the schedule that she has produced at least for Sketchbook has for me helped me push my game further because when I saw Kellner coming after me and I saw Ransom a couple of months after me, I said to myself, part of it is I gotta set the bar. Each show has got to be more and more and more, more for the viewer and good and excellent and creative, but more for me also.
Yeah.
So that when they look at, because I know Ransom.
Yeah.
I said, uh-oh.
He'll be in here too for an artist talk down the road.
So I said, you, what's the expression? You stand on the shoulders of even those that ain't came yet. You got to give them shoulders.
Sure.
You can't like... Okay.
And that's, you know, that's kind of in line with liking to work with a prompt because I'm the same way with any creative project. I really like to have kind of a jumping off point or a prompt like the word enough. And part of it is also like wanting to, it's a prompt in and of itself to want to kind of stand up alongside, you know, peers that you respect and admire and, you know, to kind of be part of that local artist community.
You got to respect the group and there's going to be people before me, people after me. I got to keep it.
Put your best work forward.
That guitarist that plays with the new Grateful Dead band.
John Mayer.
Like that. I got to keep this going.
Yeah.
He's
not resting on his laurels.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he could have just rested on like boring pop music, but he said, no, I'm going to join Grateful Dead.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. You heard it here first. Ted Dixon, the John Mayer of the Hudson Valley art world.
Not yet. Working on it.
Yeah, you just got to keep pushing yourself.
Yeah.
And try and experiment. I mean, that's the other thing.
Yeah.
You're not just like, this is what I do, and I'm going to just keep producing the same things over and over again and go to sleep and phone it
woman,
in. You don't want to do that.
This woman asked me to do a show at Sketchbook.
Yeah.
Of which I think 2 months or 3 months before, you did a solo show in both galleries.
Yeah.
After
hip surgery.
So it's not just someone asked me to do a show in their space, and then she does a show in the space that was... mind-blowing. So it makes you go, I don't know if other artists do this, whether they get nervous or whether they consider it or whether they're concerned. Me, I'm concerned. I look at it and go like, okay. And everything, when I hung the show, the first thing I always go, when I hung the show and she saw, I said, are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's first. Because, like I was telling Adam, we work with each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't have, for me, artists, galleries. There's nobody more important. We need both.
Oh, symbiotic relationships.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. It has to be a collaboration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're talking to Jen Hicks, Jane Street Art Center, and Ted Dixon, whose work is on display now at the Sketchbook Gallery next door to Jane Street Art Center. That's, of course, in Saugerties and at janestreetartcenter.com. Anything else we should talk about? I know you've got life drawing classes, figure drawing classes still going on.
Yes. Life drawing on Thursdays, short pose to long pose, and Fridays, long pose. Sign up now. You can go to our website, sign up. We're going to start a portrait session as well on Sundays. No instruction. It's really for working artists or adult artists who want to practice and try. So nobody's going to tell you what to do. We're mm-hmm. going to have poses and different models. It's a really nice group. It's very calm, just easy.
Cool.
Really, we got some music going on. People come, they draw. You can bring anything to draw with you want, as long as it doesn't stink.
Right.
So, you know, no hard, toxic, you know, solvents or something like that. But, yeah, go to the website. Sign up.
Yeah.
We'd love to see you.
JaneStreetArtCenter.com. Jen, Ted, thank you guys so much for joining me. This has been lovely.
Thank you.
We've got some music for you right now from Alabama Shakes' American Dream on 98.1 KZE.